Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Foodstuffs with me, Tim Convey. It is sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. One location in the Del Mar Loop, the other down in Southampton and St. Charles, coming in just a couple of months. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney and Co. Y98, where you can see Jen sip her Yeti mug. And Courtney hanging out with a cold.
It's actually my husband's Yeti mug that I got him for Christmas.
Shut up.
But that's love for you.
Let's talk some food stuff. First of all, Kentucky Fried Chicken really getting after it with the new products. They're trying new things. They got Cheetos involved, all sorts of stuff. Here's the latest.
What is it? Flamin' Hot Cheeto Sandwich?
Yeah, they did that.
Yeah.
That was a thing. But here's the latest. Now, this is over in Singapore, so no word on if it'll get here. It is a chicken sandwich, the delicious fried chicken from Kentucky Fried Chicken. But instead of a bun, or I should say what they're using as a bun, fried mac and cheese.
I love a fried mac and cheese ball.
I'm showing the picture.
If
you're watching on Instagram, you can see the picture, and it looks really good.
I have never had a good fried mac and cheese ball.
You haven't?
No, never.
Oh, there are some good ones. There are some not so good ones, but if they're good...
Mm-hmm.
It's more the novelty of it, huh? Where you're just like the idea that, it's fried mac and cheese.
Sounds like it'd be perfect.
Yeah, but you've never had a good one.
No. Tell me where a good one is and I will search it out.
Singapore.
Thank you.
Just saying. You ask. How about this? I think we reported this a while ago that they were thinking about doing this or that they were testing it in certain markets. Panera, or as we call it here, St. Louis Bread Company, the Double Bread Bowl.
Oh,
I'm a huge fan of the bread bowls for the soups. Unbelievable. It'll make your day. It just makes you feel like...
What's double?
You're the king of the world.
Well, it's like a longer baguette.
It's just a huge loaf of bread.
Two
they put
soups.
Two holes in it.
And they put two holes in it.
You can put two different soups in it. Geez. Comes out today for Valentine's Day. I guess the idea is that you share with your Valentine. You take the broccoli cheddar. I'll take the tomato bisque. And we go from there.
Then we spend the rest of our lives together.
Yeah. What about the chicken and wild rice soup? That's a good one, too.
And then we have this huge loaf to fight over. So it starts today. It's available now, but it may only be around for the end of the month. They're saying, yep, we're going to give it to you till the end of the month, but after that, who knows?
It's a lot of bread.
Where do they get their tiny apples is what I want to know.
Oh, that's a great question.
The tiniest apples.
The tiniest.
A tiny apple orchard?
What kind of apple is this tiny apple, too?
I don't know.
What's the... You don't find those apples. The only time you see those apples are at Bread Company.
That's a good point.
Tiny apples.
I'll call my apple guy. Okay.
He actually does have an apple guy.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you. He said that as an aside.
No.
But he does.
He's the new car smell guy as well that we had on the show.
Yeah.
We'll get the apple guy on the phone.
I have an issue with him because he has an issue with Fuji apples. He doesn't like them.
I'm on his side on this one. He's an apple expert.
Well, it's his.
It's his
just
job.
His taste.
Opinion.
Yeah.
He's an expert.
You work at the Genius Bar?
Yeah. Okay. Probably could. Okay, I've given you plenty of updates on this story, but this guy, Curtis Bruner, okay? He's been through some stuff with Burger King. He got locked in the bathroom. Let me find the original
story. Oh, no. This is the guy who was offered, because he got locked in the bathroom, he was offered free Burger King for life, but then he went... Like every meal for every day.
For like 3 weeks, and they told him, no Burger King for you.
Right.
Exactly.
Then
he sued.
Yep, exactly. You just said it. He was trapped in there for an hour, whatever. So then he sued, and they reached a settlement. He's 50 years old. He won, $9,000. I thought it was $9 million for a second. $9,026.16 Monday, just enough to purchase one Whopper meal per week for the next 22 years.
Yeah, see, that's fine.
Yes, that's what
I
you
knew
get.
A right. judge would think it was yeah. ridiculous. You don't go for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day.
Yeah, he overdid it.
If somebody says it's for life,
yeah,
then come on.
It's those people that have that free stuff mentality where they go nuts.
This guy was trapped in a Burger King bathroom right. for an hour.
And it's not as bad as my friend that was face down in a Johnny on the Spot at the Guns N' Roses right. concert.
True. He didn't get free
he
anything.
He didn't get anything.
That sounds...
He got free tetanus shots for life.
That sounds like it was self-inflicted.
No.
It was during the
riot.
He was
the
in
riot.
The bathroom during the riot, and somebody pushed the porta potty over, door down.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Did he sue anybody?
No.
I would buy him a
and
free
Whopper.
And he hates
that story. Every time I see him, it's the first story I bring. It's like, I know.
What's his name?
Not going to say it.
Oh, come
I feel
guy.
Bad. I feel bad for
what
him.
What does it rhyme with?
Daryl.
Is his name Cheryl?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
That's Foodstuffs. Follow us on Instagram at Courtney Co. Y98.
Foodstuffs!
Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store. Man, we'd probably be fine with the high as it is right now, 43, but we're going to see a high for Valentine's Day of 60. It's because all of the love in this city is heating things up. And then it just falls off a cliff tomorrow. Man. Because...